We heard St. Paul in the second reading this morning from his first letter to the Thessalonians tell us that the day of the Lord will come like a thief at night. The first generation of Christians took these words of St. Paul quite literally. They thought that the return of Jesus was imminent in their lifetimes. So much so that some said, well, we shouldn't be getting married. We shouldn't be having children. We should quit our jobs. We should be focusing on the fact that the Lord will return soon. They would have really been on guard, lest that day of the Lord catch them like a thief in the night, unprepared. Then as time went on, as the first Christians got older, as a new generation was born, they began to think, well, what if the return of the Lord is delayed? Even Paul, in his later letters, would speak about the return of the Lord as being delayed, as not as imminent as was once expected. It slowly became apparent that they were going to have to deal with this time of delay. They're going to have to deal with life in this world. And we too have a very similar experience of the Lord's return. We know that the Lord Jesus will return again at the end of time. He told us that. It's part of our faith. It's what we believe. But yet, it seems so far in the future, something we can hardly have time to worry about right now. And the gospel parable today helps us understand a little bit about this delay and how we should be dealing with that. So let's take a few moments to look at this gospel parable. We're told the master entrusts his talents to his servants. A talent in the ancient world was a unit of measure. So whatever amount of money the master was measuring out to his servants, it was a lot. So even the one talent was a large sum of money. It was way more than the usual daily wage. So the man who received five received an enormously large amount of money. Then the master goes on a journey, and we're told that he's gone a long time. Perhaps the servants got weary waiting for him. Perhaps his delay made them wonder if he was ever coming back. But whatever the case might be, it's very clear that they had a large amount of money and a large amount of time to do something, anything with the master's money. Then the master returns and he settles accounts with his servants. He wants to know what they've been up to, what they've done with his money. Those who double the money are praised as being industrious. The servant who buried the money out of fear receives the wrath of the master. Being paralyzed by fear, not doing anything, is not an option. So what can we take away from God's holy word this morning? What is he saying to us in this parable and in this letter of St. Paul? I think the first thing that God is saying to us is that we need to have a healthy awareness of the fact that Jesus will return. He will come again, whether that be at the end of time or at the end of our natural lives. It is a guaranteed fact. And we don't want to be unprepared. We don't want to be caught like unprepared, like that thief at night. And this reality shouldn't paralyze us with fear like that servant, but rather it should encourage us. It should encourage us to live each day as if we had to return to the Lord that day. If the last few months and the next few months have taught us anything, I think it's taught us a lot about the fragility of life, that life can be here at one moment and not at the next. And that's not something to be afraid of or get upset over. Rather, it's something that we should be prepared for. that we always want to be ready to make a return to the Lord. St. Paul says, stay alert and sober, alert with faith and not drunk with sin. That's what St. Paul is telling us. The second thing that God's word speaks to us today is that the Master, God, has entrusted to us so much. The talent was an enormously large amount of money. God has entrusted us with so much more. Think for a moment that the God of the universe knew you before time began, knew you before you were born, and that because of you, for you, God became man. Jesus died to forgive your sins, to reconcile you to the Father. And he rose again so that we can have life and have it abundantly. God knew you from all time and loves you from all time. He gave you the gift of the sacrament of baptism by which you could be filled with his divine life and you can be his son or daughter. That's a wonderfully, tremendously large gift, something that we could never deserve, but yet one that he gives freely and willingly. What a tremendous gift God bestows upon us and continues to bestow. The sacraments, the church, the fact that we are his beloved sons and daughters, these gifts he tells us to use for our own salvation and to better the lives of our brothers and sisters in our world. He wants us to invest them like those industrious servants, to use them. They're not to be hoarded. They're to be given away to be used. And lastly, like the Master, God expects a return on his investment. It's a 100% guarantee that the Lord Jesus will return at the end of our lives. And we want to be ready to give an accounting to him. At the beginning of Mass, we pray in the Confiteor, the confession, that we have sinned in what we have done and what we have failed to do. We want to be free from those sins. We want to live a life that pleases God. Notice the Master would have been content with the smallest of returns. He would have been contented if they had put the money in the bank. Today, you'd get less than 1%. I guess that would be better than nothing. But still, it showed that he cared. It showed that he would have been willing to do something. And so God does not expect great things. God doesn't expect spectacular shows from us. But rather he expects that we care, that we do something, that we show that we are willing to invest and that we appreciate the gifts that he has given to us. My friends, the day of the Lord will come. But we don't want to be unprepared. We don't want it to come like a thief in the night. So let us be prepared. Let us use the gift of time that God has given to each of us. Let us desire with all our heart to make a return to God for his investment in us. And may we be found to be good and faithful servants who will share our Master's joy.